The scarecrow was hiding behind the thing, and so I put Charity's sword down and waved a hand. Kablooey! Fix stared at me as if I'd gone insane. You poured summer fire into winter's wellspring? I can't sleep well any night I haven't inflicted a little property damage, I said gravely. Anyway, I did that, and all hell broke loose. My godmother told me that anybody who was anybody in winter had gotten their vengeance on and was coming to kill me. My God, Fix breathed. That would do it, all right. Where did you get summer fire to... His voice trailed off, and he stared at Lily. The summer lady looked up, her weary smile gorgeous. I only provided a minor comfort and guide in order to repay my debt to the Lady Charity, she murmured, a small smile on her lips. I had no way to know that the wizard would steal that power for his own use. She drew in a deep breath and said, Help me up. We must go. Fix did so. Go? Where? I said, All of those winter forces are now at the heart of their own realm, which means that they aren't on the borders of summer waiting to attack. Which means that summer has forces that can be spared to assist the council, I said quietly. But it only took them a few minutes to show up, Murphy pointed out. Couldn't they just run back and be there a few minutes from now? No, Murph, I said. They planned for that. This whole raid was a setup from the get-go. I jerked my head at Lily. Wasn't it? That is one way to describe it, Lily said quietly. I would not, myself, interpret it that way. I had no part in bringing the fetches here, but their presence and their capture of Lady Charity's daughter presented us with an opportunity to temporarily neutralize the presence of Mab's forces upon our borders. We, I murmured. Maeve is working with you. That was why she showed up at McAnally's so quickly. Even so, Lily said, bowing her head at me in a nod of what looked like respect. Fix blinked at Lily. You're working with Maeve? She couldn't have altered the flow of time at the heart of winter, I said quietly. Only one of the Winter Queens could do that. Fix blinked at Lily as if I hadn't spoken. Maeve's working with you? Lily nodded. Like us, she fears Mab's recent madness. She turned back to me. I provided you with power enough to threaten the wellspring, in the hope that you would draw some portion of winter back into its own domain. Once that was done, Maeve altered the passage of time relative to the mortal realms. I arched an eyebrow.